Today's video special, ladies and gentlemen, he is known as the man who has defied gravity, he has shattered records, and inspired a generation. Ioi, today, he celebrates his 60th birthday. Of course, ya tú sabes, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about none other than Michael Air Jordan. Literally the icon who put the air in Air Jordan. And he showed the world what it really means to be a champion 1, 2, 3, 6 times. Undefeated in the finals. From his airness in dunking and winning the slam dunk contest and beyond, Michael Jordan, I just want to pay a tribute to you and just say feliz cumpleaños. But more than anything, muchas gracias for doing all that you've done for the game of basketball, for la cultura, and most of all, yo, you are 60. Let's go. What is up, everyone? This is Noan, El Boricua, bringing a little bit of cultura, growing in our faith, y como siempre, making los conexiones here on Fuel Pasión Podcast. And yo, it is Fuel Pasión Friday at the time of this recording. It is February 17th, and as we opened up, or as I opened up, is all about the man himself, the legendary Michael Jordan. And I think for me, he's truly an icon in every sense of the word. Y ahora tú me puedes preguntar, you might be asking me like, yo, Noan, he's turning 60, like, why is this such a big deal? Well, number one, he is a champion and he still continues to inspire not just the old, but the new, even to this day. And I think it'd be for generations to come. So what makes this so special for me? I think growing up and really understanding, I've shared the story many times of how a pair of shoes, which I'm actually wearing today, the Air Jordan 4, my favorite pair, because that was the one that showed me that a pair of shoes can go beyond a sport and really make a connection, aka conexiones. But I want to speak to just MJ and how he's kind of set such a high bar of expectation when it comes to everything that he has done as a player, as a teammate. I mean, shout out to my son, Noah. He was even watching The Last Dance again the other night. And I think to me, it's just constantly seeing that someone that impacted my life at a young age is now impacted someone my son's age at his age. And I think that dynamic is so interesting to be able to understand what we can learn from MJ. Now, I told you, he has 6 championships. He has 5 MVP awards. He's set this bar so high. Everyone tries to aspire, to his greatness, that I think of even Kobe Bryant, that I honestly think was the closest of really just modeling, and if not in certain ways, elevating the game that Kobe did, which we'll do something later in the year for that. But I think for me, what's really more impressive is that we know that Michael Jordan, if you don't know, it's through his sheer hard work, his dedication, and the relentless pursuit of excellence. Yo, these are like all qualities that we can lean and learn from the man himself. And look, he'll never see this. And look, you may be like, yo, I'm about to skip this video forward. Don't, just think about this. No matter what your goals are, we can learn from Michael Jordan even at his age. And look, people always say age ain't nothing but a number, and it's true. But there's some of you out there that say, oh my God, I'm 25, I'm old. Or some of you guys say, oh my God, I hit 30, life is over. No. We've seen that this dynamic trend of Michael Jordan is because even though he is no longer playing the game, he is still connected from a very cultural movement. Like, here, hear me out. As an entrepreneur, Michael Jordan's success is even more inspiring. Not only does he dominate the court back in his day, but he built his very thriving business empire at Nike, known as the Jordan brand. His own clothing, his own shoe line. So many people in the comments probably tell me Air Jordan 1 is my favorite shoe of all time, or Air Jordan 11. I want to know, like, outside of the typical, like, 1, 3s, 4s, 5s, 11s, like, what else is out there that you love? Because that basically speaks to who he is as an entrepreneur. He stayed true to his vision, true to his passion, and true to his own unique style. And these qualities are essential for any entrepreneur or any leader out there that's looking to make their mark in the world or the mark at a company. In celebrating here at Fuel Pasión, I want to speak to like celebrating Black excellence. And I'll get to my person of the day in a little bit, but I do want to speak to the Black excellence of what Michael Jordan. Look, nobody's perfect, man. Only Jesus is, right? And to me, when I think about Michael Jordan's achievements, They are nothing short of remarkable. Look, at a time when opportunities for colored people were limited, MJ broke the barriers. He blazed trails that really was unreal, because if you are as old as I am or a little bit younger than me, like, to see what he did with, like, Gatorade, McDonald's, like, all these different ventures where you see a man that not only is he a black man and an athlete, but it's just like, yo, this is game-changing. Like, the flair, the chain, like, there was just something that was so really dope. It was funny because I didn't know how to open up, to be quite honest. I was going to just give all the nicknames of Michael Jordan, like Black Cat, Black Jesus. Like, there's all these out in the culture, so many different names when we think about basketball and the legacy of Jordan. And I didn't want to do that because I wanted to speak to who he is as a man. He's shown us that hard work, determination, and the refusal to accept anything less than the best. That shows, hopefully, each and every one of us, and I know for me personally, that we can achieve anything that we set our minds to, no matter que son los obstáculos, the obstacles, the barriers, you can get through it and elevate the game in all that you do in your community, in the workplace, in your relationships. So I hope you can, like, maybe reflect, or maybe if you don't know who Michael Jordan is for whatever reason, I want you to really think about it. Like, what are some of the lessons that you can learn from his journey? I didn't even talk about his relationship with his father and some of the challenges that even Michael Jordan had with, like, gambling. Like, I didn't even talk about, like, him as a baseball player. Like, him, I don't even have my baseball card here. I don't know, but I even have his rookie card. Like, there's so many different things that we see, right? You know, Space Jam, the original one. Like, there's so many different things. I hope that we understand that, as I just wanted to give this first segment of giving a shout out to Michael Jordan, I hope that each and every one of us understand that when we turn 60, that we too can achieve greatness, just like Michael Jordan. And that can look totally different for each and every one of us. But I just wanted to give that quick shout out. And I'm excited because I actually am excited to share. And again, when I think of Black History Month, I don't think of just what was in the past, but I'm thinking of what's here and now. And I'm thinking of what's to come. And I want to give a special shout out to someone that I had the opportunity to get to know in a very, of all places, a very interesting place in the world. And we actually went to a shopping center, and we were, or a shopping mall in this country, and we had the chance to be able to sit down. And the crazy thing is, like, we're breaking bread and we look each other in the eyes. And I remember him saying, yo, we've never sat down to get to know each other. Like, we've been in the same places, in the same rooms, but we've never had this one-to-one. See, today, the person that I want to give a shout-out to is actually someone that's not too far from me. It's actually someone that I've lived life with in these past couple years. And that special person is none other than Alexander B. Honest James. And when I think of Alexander and I think of what he's done, it's crazy because, side note, if you're watching this, I still trip out that we were in Israel and that we got the moment to have what we have today. And I'm honored to be able to just say thank you for all that you've done. Because here who is Alexander to me, when I think of history or history making, I think of this great black man, a man of faith, because you already know, we talk about culture, faith, y conexiones. Well, here's a little bit about that faith that I see the black excellence in Alexander. So if you don't know, Alexander James is an inspiration when it comes to his spoken word, his poems, his leadership within the church context, because he has a very unique ability to connect with people on a very deep and emotional level. It's through his words and his actions that he has the power to be able to inspire and to be able to motivate and to be able to uplift those around him through the message that God gives him, to be able to inspire new leaders as well as old to be able to go forward and to be able to give back to the community. See, a little thing about Alexander is that when I think of him, this is a man who really loves just everything comics, and you know, he's the guy that's all about, like, just the nerd culture. And what I love about Alexander is that he understands what it is to be a gamer, what it is to be a father, a husband, what it is to be a pastor, what it is to be a friend, but he also knows what it means to be a superhero. See, Alexander, when I think of, like, the Marvel and DC, I actually think about a very unique hero that God has created. It's a hero who his uniform that's special and unique, like that the cape of Superman or that of Batman. I look at the beads that you always wear that is so prevalent to me and so iconic that you use as your own style and grace when you perform and you speak to so many people. I think of not just the beads, I think of the sneakers that you wear. And shout out, because my boy got some style when he's putting it all together. But I also know that this uniform that you have, or this hero, is really the presence of God. And I think for me, it is through the story of your, the power of your storytelling that really brings people to understand who God is and also where you've come from. And to be able to see that you as a father, those are really the special powers that God has given you. He's given you these great powers and gifts, and an amazing woman that you can be able to be the hero that you are to your family, to your community, and really, to be honest, Alexander, to everybody, starting with me. I want to say thank you, because I think for me, when we think about people in our community that we can celebrate today, and especially in this month of Black History, I want us to understand that it's every day that we should be celebrating the history of those that they are making every single day with their families, their friends, and their coworkers. It's Alexander who understands the power of stories and words that brings life and restoration and that brings inspiration. But I will say this is because he understands the framework that at the base of all of that, it is God's love and his mercy and grace that has given a man like Alexander, who has been broken, who has been through hell and back, but that he has been restored through love of that of God, that it allows him to be able to tell the stories, no matter as a gamer, as a nerd, or a comic book fanatic, or you name it, sneakerhead, or even someone that so much that speaks to the history of his people and ancestors. Alexander, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being authentically who you are. And my hope is that you can continually go forward and lead both, not just the church, but your community, and to be able to go forward. I thank you because you challenged me to constantly seek and understand and know and pray to understand all people that we are all loved by God. And that is because of you. I'm grateful to be able to share the room with you. I'm grateful and honored to be able to live and laugh and just break bread with you. And I'm excited to see what God has in store, not just for you, but remember I talked about your powers that God has given you. I'm excited to see what your boys are gonna be able to do, your family, your kids, your wife, as she continually does what she does. I see the James family constantly elevating within their community and within their own family. I'm gonna say it once again, Alexander is a true game changer because, yo, if we keep it honest, it is in every sense of the word. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who he is, check him out. Pero más que todo, more than anything, yo, fasten your seatbelt and get ready to go for a ride that Alexander will take you from the past to the present to be able to show you what the future can look like. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexander, be honest, James, is someone that I'm so honored to highlight today. Ladies and gentlemen, know the journey and know that we are always welcome to come together and to be able to learn from each other. That's what I got for you guys. And head on over to feelpostumpodcast.com. And like always, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, grow in your faith, y como siempre, make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.